State Rep. Julie Alexander joining us early this morning. And Julie, we are trickling back slowly.
We are, Greg. I think the fact, good morning, first of all, the fact that modifying the date in which manufacturing can start getting back to work, is a good thing.
So what's the latest? I'm sure you're hearing from many constituents.
I am, Greg. And to start with, the most important piece is for everyone in the Jackson community to know that I am here to listen to them. I am here to help them in any way I can. What I'm hearing out there right now, Greg, people are in situations that they never imagined they would be in right now. You know, if someone would have told these people that I'm speaking with on the phone and emailing with and texting with that they would be in this situation right now, I think it's just hard for them to get their hands around. Many are just struggling financially because they have not been able to receive that unemployment check that they were promised. They're not even able to get through with on a phone, on the computer, and they're at many of them are at the end of their rope. So not only is it financial, but I'm hearing such distress in their voices, the mental health, the frustration. A lot of people are really hurting right now.
What can be done about this unemployment issue?
Well, first of all, many are reaching out to their state reps, and always an option to consider. We don't have a magic bullet. We are more than happy to help you through this process. We will gather some information from you, and we will submit it to the department through our liaison. We are more than happy to do that. And so many people are just happy to be heard because they've been trying. And some individuals, they hear that their claim has been accepted, but still then a week, 2 weeks later, it is stuck for non-monetary reasons. What we can do to help you is submit some paperwork for you and here to offer assistance and send you in directions. We have many community services that are available. They become more and more aware to me as each day goes, so we can help connect you with the right people. But in regard to unemployment insurance, we have been told some of the stories are very upsetting. We know we have thousands of Michigan residents that are still unable to even access unemployment benefits during this crisis. This has got to be an issue that's resolved. We have reached out to the governor's office. We understand some modifications have been made. But all I can tell you are the stories that I hear from families that this has been going on for 2 months, and many, many families have not received that paycheck from unemployment, and it's being very stressful for them being out of work.
I know they added, I guess it was 113 employees, last that I heard anyway, that to help with this issue, but obviously it's a nightmare.
It is, and I'm speaking with legislators from around the state just to make sure it's not just in one area, one community. I was even texting a legislator last night about 10 o'clock because she had made a comment in conversation that she had great success that day. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? What could we be doing differently? And I feel very confident my office is doing everything possible. Some of the stories I hear from individuals, and they send me pictures on their phone of how many times they called. So they're not exaggerating. They're backing this up with actual evidence. I'm hearing that some individuals have called over 500 times over the last month.
Sure.
And again, then I hear we're not even able sure we can survive. We don't know how we're going to move forward, let alone paying their bills, because understandable, through this process, many bills are being deferred. You have a little bit of extra time, but these calls, they are so depressed because of the outcome of not even being able to get through. One individual said they called 800 times a day, and they've been waiting 8 weeks since filing. Another individual showed me 32,182 phone calls. Another individual I spoke with, when someone had reach out to your state rep, So this individual called and says he starts every day at 6:30 in the morning by checking his emails, and then he calls throughout the day, and he's been doing this since March 13th. And he said, I've always worked faithfully for my family, you know, to put food on the table, and now I can't even get this department to answer my call. And his frustration is he supports, you know, a lot of people in his household. He said, the fact, Rep. Alexander, that you even took my phone call, tears are coming down my face. And that's what keeps me going day in and day out. It's, while it's very challenging to serve in this role right now, it's the phone calls like that where I know someone's voice was heard. The mom who is really depressed, no income has come into her house. She can't even get through to unemployment. But more specifically, she lost her husband a few months ago. And so she's grieving that loss. Her son had deployed 8 times in the military, 8 times overseas. And this mom is telling me that this, what she's going through right now, is worse than those deployments. And then, Greg, then she shared with me she was having suicidal thoughts. So then that means I have to stop whatever I'm doing and make sure, you know, we reach out, we find that person and get them the help they need. Another call yesterday morning into our office. Again, our office number, 517-373-1795. My email address, julialexander@house.mi.gov. But yesterday morning, the phone call was from a woman who had been lost her job during because of the state shutdown, and still not able to get back to work, although she, you know, can work safely, not able to get back to work. And she had been living with a family member, her and her 3 children, 1 special needs child, living with family, and that just became not an option. As you can, we all know, living into the same household, it can be very tenuous as well. So she was living in a hotel. She has 2 more weeks to wait until her apartment is, the construction in her apartment is done and she can move in. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and she had to check out of this long-term hotel at 11 o'clock. She had no car. She had no place for her and her children to go. And she called our office just to see if we could help her with her unemployment insurance claim. And we, through some collaborative efforts, some of our nonprofits in our Jackson community, we were able to get her connected and help her with that housing for the last 2 weeks before she can get into her apartment. So I'm grateful for everyone in our community, our JCAN and our nonprofit networks that are out there helping our community. But these are definitely very trying times.
So obviously the system was not built or cannot endure this amount of activity. Is there any advice that you have, Julie, for these people?
Well, we also ask them to reach out to the governor's office because ultimately she is in charge of the department. We know that every time we have reached out, we are not involved in those conversations. And again, that goes back to we all need to be working together. We are one Michigan community. We are one Jackson community. And we all need to be in this together. And we should all be sitting at the table finding solutions. That is my biggest concern, and all I know is I am honored to be representing 90,000 people in our Jackson community, and I will do everything possible. We do get, we've gotten up to 4 success stories in one day, but, you know, over the course of the week, we're taking hundreds.
Well, again, here locally, if you are desperate, you need to call 211, right?
That is definitely an option and a solution. They have the information and can help direct people. But again, our office is an option too. We're in contact with a lot of the groups and organizations, but you know, also hearing from some family business owners that are very concerned that their dedicated employees are willing to come back to work, and that they're losing their jobs because of the situation when, again, they can be working safely and providing a service. We continue to ask the governor for the data. Show us the metrics that are needed. We have, I thought it was interesting because the emails that come in, I enjoy reading them, and some of the questions that people have been asking me in those emails, you know, we flattened the curve. Medical professionals are not overwhelmed. Why can't we get back to working safely? They want to know what the data that the governor is basing the decisions on and why she's not considering regionalization. She said in her press conference just yesterday that that is something that she's considering maybe in the next phase. And again, we would just ask that that be done sooner rather than later because this is truly affecting the livelihood of many people.
Yep. I know there were some spikes over in Ottawa County and Muskegon County, but is the next phase next week with the auto companies ramping up?
Not according to the documents. I'm looking at some CDC protocols and understanding. It's not like we need to recreate the wheel here in Michigan. Some of these concepts of when you move forward so that we can move forward safely, when all that is done, those things are already out there, and we could be following some of that. I'm not. Many of the legislators I serve with, we're not involved in the conversations. We are not involved with the data that's being used. It's easy to say we need to use science and metrics and data, but what is that? And help us understand what we're looking for next to being allowed to go back to, again, working safely. You know, the one thing the governor and I, we both agree on, we must do things safely, but we need to take into account what people are already doing, proving what they can do safely as we continue to move this state forward in a manner in which every branch matters, that the legislature can work in conjunction with the executive branch instead of having unchecked powers that she currently has.
So are you encouraging people to still call your office?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My office number, again, 517-373-1795. I have somebody call into the office about 2-3 times a day. We get the messages, and my staff and I call them back. Again, if it's an unemployment issue, you're looking for help with that, Julie Alexander at house.mi.gov. And please include your address so that we can make sure that you're in the 64th District and not the 65th. Rep. Leitner's team is working as hard as we are to serve the Jackson community, all of us, and quite often people don't know where those lines are, who their representative is. So by putting your address on that, we can be assured we're getting you to the right person and help you navigate this process.
Stay safe, Julie.
Thank you, Greg.
Take care.
And Greg, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my precious mom and my mother-in-law. This is mothers do so much for all of us.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see that you're going to be out helping the garden and the nursery, the ag industry with those flowers, and hopefully people get some flowers for their moms this weekend.
Thanks, Julie. State Rep. Julie Alexander.